The reason why dividend investing can be so attractive to some people is because you don't need a ton of money to start investing in dividend stocks. Now, if you really want to understand what it would take to replace your income, in this case, assuming $40,000 a year with dividends, you got to understand.
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to the Minority Mindset.
If you love the idea of making cash flow without doing any work, then you have to love dividends. And in this video, I'm going to be going over how you can live the dividend lifestyle, meaning how you can live off of your dividends. There are five ways for you to generate cash flow. You have to use your money to buy one of these five things. Number one is to generate interest cash flow. The way it works is you take your money and now you lend this out to someone else. So you take $1,000, you lend it out to your cousin Bunty. Now your cousin Bunty goes to his favorite store, Gucci probably, and now he's going to go buy himself a new wardrobe and he's going to pay you interest on the $1,000 that he borrowed from you. Number two is royalty cash flow. Royalties are when you go out and you write a book, and now if this book gets published and it is kind of being read by a lot of people, now you're going to get royalties every time somebody buys your book. Profit share is now kind of like Shark Tank. You go out and you find a nice company and you give them some of your money. Now this company starts to grow, and every time this company makes a profit and they distribute it to their owners, you get your share of the profit. So if you own 10% of a company and they make $100,000 profit and they distribute this $100,000, you get $10,000 as the profit share distribution. Number four is rent. I love talking about real estate investing. This is where you buy a property and every single month a tenant that's living in your property is going to pay you rent for living there. And then number five is dividends. This is purely passive. Now you can invest in a company or a fund that is going to pay you cash flow through dividends, usually every quarter. These top four are kind of passive. They can be passive, but they require some sort of work. Like with interest, if you want to lend your money out, yeah, you don't have to really do any work after you lend your money out, but it takes a lot of work to find somebody to lend your money out, and you have to qualify them and make sure that you get paid. If you don't get paid, now it's more work on your end. Royalties. If you want to get the royalties from selling a book, you got to write the book first, so it requires work. Profit share. Now, if you want to be a venture capitalist or a shark on Shark Tank like that, it takes a lot of work to analyze the companies, and you got to help them grow, so it requires work. Rental income. Yes, real estate can be a passive investment, but now you got to put in the work to find the property, you got to build the real estate team, and you got to do all that work. Dividend cash flow is purely passive. Once you find the right company or the fund that you want to invest in, this money is going to come in and you don't got to do any work, which is why in this video, we're going to be focusing here how you can live a dividend lifestyle, meaning use the cash flow from dividends to fund your life. So that's what we're gonna be talking about today. But before I get into that, I need you to do me a quick favor and smash that thumbs up button below. So if you want this cash flow from your investments, this passive income to cover your investments, you gotta know what it's gonna take. And let's assume, for the sake of this example, that you want $40,000 a year to cover your expenses. $40,000 a year is just over $3,300 a month. So you want to make $3,300 a month in cash flow from your investments. Now we've got to figure out how to do that through dividends. Essentially, what you got to do is you got to understand the different types of income there are. So there's active income, and then there is passive income. What you're going to do is you go to work every single day. And this is the active income that you're earning. This is your earned income. You go to work, you get a paycheck, you want to take some of this money and you want to put it towards your passive income, towards your passive investments, things that are going to pay you with cash flow. In this case, we're talking about dividends. So every time you get paid, you want to put a little bit of your paycheck, the more the better, towards your passive income. And now in this video, I'm going to be going over how and how much to get this $40,000 a year or $3,300 a month. That way now your dividend income can fund your actual lifestyle. The way dividends work, and I'm going to get more into this in just a minute, but you can take your money and you can invest it into a company like McDonald's. Now, McDonald's is a very established company, and every year they have a whole bunch of profit, a bunch of cash sitting in their bank account. Now, when they have this cash in their bank account, there's three things they can do with this cash. They can save some of this cash for emergencies. They can put this cash back into their business so they can grow faster, or they can give this cash back to their investors, people like you. So what they do in this case is they say, well, we have so much cash in our bank account that we have no better use for this cash in our own company, so we're just gonna give it away to our shareholders in the form of a dividend. So every year, or actually 3 times a year, McDonald's sends out a check to all the shareholders, people like you, people who own their stock, and this is what a dividend is. So a dividend in this case is every 3 months you get cash deposited into your bank account because McDonald's has paid you a dividend. It's completely passive. You don't have to do any work to flip burgers or any of that. If you own the right shares, now these companies will pay you with this cash flow. The reason why dividend investing can be so attractive to some people is because you don't need a ton of money to start investing in dividend stocks. Like, you can start investing in dividend stocks for as little as $100. You can compare that to investing in real estate, where you're not gonna buy a property for $100. So if you wanna start investing in dividend stocks, start generating this cash flow from dividends, it's a much lower barrier to entry. You can start with $100 a month or whatever money you have, and you can slowly let this compound. And at the same time, if you invest in a strong company, hopefully the stock price will go up. And as the stock price goes up, hopefully the dividends will go up too, because as a company makes more money and their profits grow, they'll be able to send out bigger checks to you. So if you invest in the right companies, you can win in a few different ways, because you'll get bigger cash flow every single year, and the value of your stock, your investment, is also going up. Now, if you really want to understand what it would take to replace your income, in this case, assuming $40,000 a year with dividends, you got to understand what kind of dividends are out there. Now, I do got to give you a little bit of a disclaimer here, because investing has risks. You are never guaranteed to make money when you invest. You might even lose money, so you should always do your own due diligence and never blindly listen to a random guy on YouTube. And everything I'm talking about today are just examples. I'm not telling you what to invest in. I'm just showing you how the process works. So you want to always do your own due diligence, okay? Right now, at the time of me recording this video, McDonald's is paying a 2.3 annual dividend yield. Now, this can change with time, but this is what it is right now. If you wanted to invest money into McDonald's right now and make $40,000 a year in dividend income based off of this dividend rate, you would have to invest $1.7 million in order to get $40,000 a year in passive cash flow through dividends in McDonald's. Now, I know this is gonna seem like a lot of money, but I'm gonna show you how you can accelerate this. EIX, this is Edison International, the electricity company. They pay out right now, at the time we're recording this video, a 4.5% dividend yield. So if you wanted to get the same $40,000 a year in passive income through EIX, you would have to invest right around $888,000 into this company today based off of this 4.5% yield to generate $40,000 a year passively. If you wanted to do it through IBM, which is right now, at the time of recording this video, paying a 4.8% yield, it's gonna cost you $833,000. And AT&T right now is paying a 6.9% yield. And if you wanted to get the $40,000 a year, it will cost you right around $580,000 today. Now, there's a couple things that I wanna point out with this. One, this is not something that you have to just do today. If you wanna build this cash flow, this dividend income, it's gonna take time. And the way you wanna do this is by every single month, every time you get paid, you wanna put some money towards your investments. And the best way to do that is automatically, that way you don't accidentally forget to do it. But you wanna consistently keep investing your money into these stocks or whatever dividend stocks you're looking at if your goal is cash flow, because now what you're doing is every month, you're just building up this machine that's paying you. Maybe right now you're only making $5 a month, but over time, that's gonna grow to $50 a month, than $500 a month. And so you gotta understand that this dividend cash flow isn't something that just happens overnight. It's something that takes time. It's something you gotta build up. So you gotta get into the habit of understanding that every time you get paid, some of this money has gotta go into your cash flow producing machine, your dividend stocks that are gonna pay you with income. The second thing that I need you to understand is the risk. Because let's just say, for the sake of this example, that you look here at AT&T and you say, AT&T is paying the highest dividend, so I'm gonna invest my money only into that company. And so now for the next 10 years, you keep investing some money into AT&T, but then AT&T goes bankrupt. If that happens, now all of this money that you put into it would disappear because this company just went down the drain. And now this wasn't your fault. It was the executives at AT&T that ran the company into the ground because you were just hoping to build this money printing machine. But the executives at AT&T didn't do a good job, so now you have to pay the price. So you gotta understand that there is risk here. When you invest in individual stocks, you take on all the risk. So there are ways for you to mitigate that risk. Number one is by doing your research. If you want to invest in individual stocks, you have to keep up to date with the company. You have to read their earnings calls. You have to read their financial statements. You got to see how this company is doing. Because if you start looking at a company and you see the revenue starting to drop, you see the profit starting to drop, you see people not liking this company so much, then that's a red flag that you want to pay attention to. But if you don't want to really do all the work, then you shouldn't be investing in individual companies, individual stocks. Then what you want to be doing is investing in funds that give you exposure to dividend paying stocks, because there's something called ETFs, which stands for exchange traded funds, which give you exposure to a whole basket of stocks. So now instead of you trying to find the best companies to invest in, you can invest in an ETF, which gives you exposure to a whole bunch of dividend paying stocks. That way now, if one company goes bankrupt, you're okay. There's a whole bunch of other companies in there that are still paying you with cash flow, with dividends. So if one company goes down, you don't lose everything. So let's take a look at some ETFs. What you want to understand here is that not all ETFs are made equal. So when you're looking at ETFs, the way you do your research here is you can just research any ETF you want on Google, and it's going to pull up kind of like a fact sheet about the ETF, and it will tell you which stocks are in the ETF. So you want to kind of just get an idea of which companies are in there, because although you're not going to be doing the research on every single company and reading all their earnings statements, you want to kind of get an idea or a sense of what types of companies are in there. I'm not going to be going over how to actually invest your money in this video. So if you do want to learn more about how to do that and how stock market investing works, you can read our free PDF on stock market investing. It's a great guide that our team wrote that'll walk you through what stock market investing is, how it works, and how you can start successfully investing your money in the stock market. If you want to read that guide, it's completely free when you sign up for our newsletter, and I'll link it for you in the description below. So if you're looking for cash flow and you invest your money into SDIV, which is a high dividend ETF, then this right now at the time of recording this video is a 7.25% annual yield, which means you would have to invest right around $530,000 today in order to get this $40,000 a year passively. If you invest your money into VYM, which is a Vanguard ETF for dividend stocks, this pays right now at the time of recording this video a 3% yield, which means you would have to invest right around $1.3 million today in order to get the $40,000 a year. The same concept applies here to ETFs as it does stocks. This is not something where you're just gonna write a one-time check today. If you really wanna do this the right way, this is where you're gonna wanna have your money going into your investments every single month or every time you get paid. That way you can build this machine over time that is constantly paying you. And if you invest your money into a good machine, good stocks, good ETFs, then not only is your machine gonna become more valuable, but your machine's gonna be printing more money because the companies in your machine are making more profits, so they're paying out bigger dividends. A third very common way to invest your money for this passive cash flow dividends is by investing your money in REITs. A REIT is a real estate investment trust, and technically a REIT is a stock, but people look at stocks and REITs a little bit differently just because stocks give you exposure to companies like McDonald's and AT&T and IBM. REITs give you exposure to real estate. So a real estate investment trust is a company that invests in real estate, and they kind of get their own kind of special classification within the stock market, because when you invest in a REIT, you are pretty much investing just for cash flow, because the way REITs work is they have a 90% rule, which says that REITs are required by law to pay out 90% of their profits to their shareholders, people like you, through dividends. And so REITs make money through rent, and they have to pay 90% of the profits out back to you through dividends. So REITs pay out a whole lot higher dividends just because the whole point is to get this income through rent and then pay it out to you. The advantage for you to invest in REITs is that you don't have to deal with all the headache of trying to find the right properties, dealing with contractors, dealing with tenants, dealing with property managers. You're just investing your money into the company that manages and owns the real estate. A couple example of REIT ETFs that give you exposure to a basket full of different REITs. Again, I'm not telling you what to invest in, just examples are SCHH. This is the Schwab REIT ETF. And then VNQ, this is the Vanguard REIT ETF. When I say Schwab and Vanguard, these are just different companies that create and manage these ETFs. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, I already made a video where I explain what Vanguard is and what Vanguard funds are. That video will explain all of that. So if you want to watch that, I'll link that video for you in the description below. But SCHH right now at the time of recording this video is paying 2.8% a year, which means you'd have to pay right around $1.4 million today in order to get this $40,000 a year. And with VNQ, you'd have to invest right around $1 million today in order to get this $40,000 a year passively. If your goal is purely just cash flow, at this point you might be thinking, all right, well, if I'm just trying to make as much cash flow as possible, I should be looking for funds and stocks that pay off the highest yields. And you might be thinking, okay, stocks are a little bit risky because I don't know how or don't want to do all that research, then I'll just put my money into an ETF that's paying the highest yield. The thing that you want to pay attention to is that you never want to make an investment decision solely based off of this yield right here, because this yield can be deceiving. This yield is based off of the current share price, the current stock price that a stock is trading at. And so if a stock is tanking, then artificially a dividend yield can look so much higher because the stock price is down and the dividend might not have changed yet. And so you might buy into a stock or ETF thinking that you're getting this amazing yield, but what could happen is this ETF or this stock is on the verge of failure, which is why your yield looks so high. So you never want to look and make your decision just based off of what the yield is. That's one factor that you can pay attention to. But you really want to look at the underlying fundamentals. What companies are in the ETF? How strong are these companies? What sectors are they in? Are these strong companies that will be around in the future? Same with stocks. You're going to have to do a lot more research and kind of upkeep here, because if you're investing in one stock or a couple of stocks for the long term, you want to make sure that these stocks are continuing to perform and continuing to grow. With an ETF, you really just want to kind of get an idea of the company that is managing this ETF. Like Vanguard is one of the most reputable companies out there when it comes to ETFs, because they were like the pioneers of index funds. And so you just kind of got to get an understanding of who is managing your money or what companies are you investing in, because you want to make sure that this company or this fund that you're investing in is going to be around for a long time and it's going to continue to pay you for a long time in the future. Now, when you're investing for cash flow, you got to understand the drawbacks, because when you're investing in one of these companies, these are big established companies. And the reason why they're paying out a dividend to you is because they have so much money in their account that they don't know what to do with it. So the best use of this money is just to pay it out to you, the shareholder. You can compare that to a startup company, where this company, a startup company, might be using all of their money and more to grow as big as possible, as fast as possible. Like, you might have heard that Uber was losing money for so many years. They were not profitable. Why? Because they were spending every penny that they had to grow quickly. And so not only were they spending all of their money, they were also losing money because they kept raising more money, getting into more debt. That way they can use this money to grow bigger. That way their company would become more valuable. So a company like Uber could see the stock price grow very quickly. I mean, they could see a 20%, a 50%, 100% growth in revenue. And it really wouldn't be too surprising, because they're a startup company and they're trying to grow very quickly. And so they're trying to see their stock price explode. You can compare that to something like McDonald's, where you're not going to see 100% growth in the revenue like that, because this company is not in that same ballpark. McDonald's is very big. They're very established. They're just trying to slowly keep growing their stores and keep growing their income slowly. That way they can just kind of maintain their dividends and maintain their growth. So this is where you kind of really got to understand what your goals are, because dividend companies are not going to give you that massive growth versus a startup company could. But at the flip side, a startup company also has more risk. A startup company could fail. It could go bankrupt. I mean, there's a lot of risks with investing in a startup company. With these companies, you have less risk. I mean, they can still fail. There's less risk, but you're not going to see the massive boom in the stock price that you could see with a startup company. I mean, over the long term, yes, you want to see the stock price go up, but your goal here is just that consistent cash flow. So you want to keep that in mind. The second thing that you want to make sure you understand are taxes, because now when you make this dividend income, it's taxable. The IRS is always going to want to get their cut when you make money. The way I want you to think of it is like a machine printing money. And the way that you can get more machines printing money is by using more money to buy more machines. So you have this one machine that's printing you money. And anytime it prints you money, you take this money and use it to buy another money printing machine. Now you have this machine printing you money, and when it makes you money, you use this money to buy another money printing machine. And now this money printing machine is also making you money. So now the first money printing machine is making you money, the second money printing machine is making you money, and you take all this cash and you use it to buy a third money printing machine, and on and on and on. This is what compounding is, and this is what they call DRIP, D-R-I-P, in a lot of stock brokerages, where you're now reinvesting your dividends automatically. The thing that you have to understand here is, yeah, you can take all of your dividends and reinvest it, which is good. It's a way for you to grow and accelerate your cash flow, because now not only are you putting more money into your investments every single month, but you're also using your profits from your investments every time you get paid to buy more shares. That way you're really just kind of building a big machine that's going to keep producing you more money year after year after year. But the thing that you have to remember here is, even if you don't take any of these dividends out and put them into your bank account or use them, you're still gonna have to pay taxes on these dividends. So even if you reinvest all of your dividends, you're still gonna have to pay taxes on the dividends that you received, even if you never use that dividends in your own personal account. Now, this is assuming that you're investing in dividends in your own personal account. If you're investing in dividend stocks through a 401k or an IRA or one of those tax deferred accounts, then you don't necessarily have to pay taxes on those dividends depending on what your account is. But if you're investing in your own personal account, then you're gonna have to pay taxes on your dividends, even if you reinvest all of your dividends. Now, that's not a bad thing. I don't want you to stop investing your money or reinvesting your money because you're gonna have to pay taxes on your profits. It's just something I want you to be aware of. So if your goal is to build up this machine that's paying you with cash flow, that way you can live off your dividend income, what you gotta do is first figure out what you wanna invest in, stocks or ETFs, or which kind of basket of stocks and ETFs. Second, anytime you get paid now, you're gonna take a portion of your paycheck and automatically invest it into the stock or ETF that you want. Third, now when you get paid through your dividends, you wanna reinvest these dividends back into your stock or ETFs. That way your dividends are building you more machines that are producing you more cash flow. Now, not only are you investing more money every single month, but your money that you're making is also going back into your machines to buy you more stocks and more ETFs. And fourth, you just gotta remember that you're gonna have to pay taxes on the dividends that you made, even if you don't get to put them in your own personal bank account today. If you do this, you're gonna be building up a machine that's gonna be building up your cash flow. And yeah, it's gonna start small, but over time, you're gonna start to see this dividend machine grow faster and faster and faster because you'll have more money going into your dividend accounts, and your dividend accounts are gonna keep producing more money, which is gonna go back into them, buying you more shares that are paying you with dividends.